ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام كل مقتصر عليه كاف.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "Every small thing that he is contented upon suffices."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We find, dear brothers and sisters, that the life and the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam revolves around his words and his actions. One of the beautiful things about the words and the statements and the actions and the behaviors of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that they were in sync with one another. They were inseparable from one another. And so therefore, Imam Ali did what he said, and he said what he did. And this is true perfection in a human being. We don't just merely say that we follow the commands of Allah, we do follow the commands of Allah. We don't merely say, La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. We live and we behave with this La ilaha illallah in our lives. Now it's interesting, we find that the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they were all very generous. They had this quality of sakhawat. They were the quality of generosity. They were known as sakhi, meaning generous. Now, it's interesting, but this generosity to was so great that they were well known and famous as being generous, and this was considered a part and parcel of their persona. Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining this idea of sakhawat and this concept, this ideal of generosity, says that the ultimate degree of generosity is to give away what is in one's power. It's interesting, but we find that in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there is this integral and this very fundamental pillar in his life, which is the persona of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, peace and blessings upon her, the daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. Truly, we find in the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra that she did give away everything that was in her power to be able to give. There are many stories in the historical texts which show these different instances where Lady Fatima al-Zahra gave away her food. And likewise, Imam Ali gave away his food. Or Imam Ali, for example, it is well known that he would dig wells and then he would give it away in charity. He would plant trees and he would give these orchards of date trees away in charity. And this is one of the things that we learn from the persona of the Ahlul Bayt, and this is one of the things that we must follow if we are to be the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, and that is to be generous and to give away on the path of Allah and for the sake of Allah. Give away to the poor, give to the needy, help them. And of course, as Imam Ali says, the ultimate degree of generosity is to give away what is in one's power. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
Oh Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons, except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I try to talk about this spiritual status of Amir al-Mu'mineen, master of the spiritual masters. Not as Waliyul Awliya, but as Waliyullah. Now you will say, you know, how can Ali be the Wali of Awliya and also Wali of Allah? This is where you have to realize the richness of this language known as Arabic, the language of the Quran. Many words have actually not only multiple meanings, sometimes, you know, opposite meanings. On Fridays, we recite the special ziyarat of our 12th Imam. There is a statement there where we say, As-salamu alayka ya maulaya ana Mawlaka. You are saying salam to the Imam of the time, and you are saying salam to you, O Mawlaya, O my Mawla. And then you are saying, Ana Mawlaka. Salam to you, O my Mawla, I am your Mawla. You are using same words when you address the Imam, and when then you describe yourself. What does it mean? Salam on you, O my master, and I'm your master? No. Mawla in the first place means the master, referring to our Imam. When I say, Wa ana mawlaka, mawla there means I am your slave. Same word used mawla for the Imam as the master, same word used for mawla for myself in the meaning of slave. This is the richness of Arabic language. You have to look at the context to understand what does it mean. When we use the term Wali, we say Waliyul Mu'mineen, Waliyul Awliya. We are looking at the relationship of Ali and those who are down. When we use the word Wali for Ali in relation to other people, we take the word Wali in the meaning of master. When we use the term Wali for Ali above him, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call him Waliullah, it's not in the meaning of master, it is in the meaning of friend or somebody who is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.